让我们先一起低头祷告。
Let's all bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的天父，
Our Heavenly Father,
我们恭敬地在你面前仰望我们今天的聚会。
we reverently worship you today in this sanctuary.
主啊，我们是你所召聚的子民。
Lord, we are the citizen that you call.
啊，我们是主做成主你肢体所聚集而成的教会。
We are the body of the church that assembled for you.
主啊，我们今日求你看顾我们。
Lord, we help you. We pray that you look over us.
帮助我们的软弱，
Help with our weakness.
帮助我们看见自己的缺乏，
Help us that we see what we need in our life.
让我们来到你面前，主啊，我们渴求你的真理，渴求你的福音。
So we come here, we can seek for the truth and and the gospel.
主啊，你帮助我们了解我们内心里面真正的需要。
You help us understand what our ultimate need in our hearts.
使我们来到你面前敬拜的时候，我们的内心得着主你的丰盛。
So we can come here to receive the rich abundant help from you.
主啊，我们在座的我们，主啊，我们都是原本都是罪人，
Lord, we are all sinners.
我们亏缺你的荣耀。
We are all short of the glory.
主啊，因此我们来到你面前，主啊，我们省察自己。
So we come before you that we need to examine ourselves.
主啊，求你帮助我们，也显现我们内心隐而未现的罪过。
So you can examine and we know all our iniquity in our hearts.
主啊，我们在你面前，主啊，我们承认自己的软弱。
Lord, we want to admit our weakness.
主啊，使我们能够靠着你的名，主啊，我们被称为义。
So we can be righteous again because of your name.
我们能够被你洗净，得着圣洁。
We can be cleansed by you and become holy.
主啊，我们也为你祈，为我们也向你祈求，恩典，在我们的亲友与家人当中。
We also ask your blessing among our friends and family members.
使我们能够成为一个福音的渠道，将福音的恩典也传讲给他们。
So we can become the channels of blessing to all those people around
us. 主啊，我们弟兄姐妹，我们生活上需要，主啊，你都看顾。
Lord, you look, you know all our needs of our friends and family members.
不论是我们的身体的状况，我们的人际关系，还有我们的工作。
No matter whether it's our physical conditions or our relationship or what the situation in our workplace.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们能够拥有你的恩典，用靠着你的恩典，在我们的生活当中能够荣耀你的名。
Lord, help us that because of your blessing, we can glorify your name in our life.
帮助我们能够度过我们生活当中的困难。
So we can overcome the troubles and difficulties and challenges in our life.
帮助我们能够过一个入世的生活，但是却不属世。
Lord, we can live in this world, but we don't belong this world.
主啊，我们也为我们的国家、我们的政府祷告。
We also pray for this government and the this country.
就像我们在经文当中我们读到的，我们看到你的使徒是大胆的在政府官员们、在宗教的祭司面前见证主你的名。
As we can, we read from the scripture, the all the disciples really witness your names in front of all the governors and the officials.
主啊，我们为我们的国家祷告。主啊，求你亲自的掌权，你亲自的掌管。
Lord, we pray that for this country, you take hold the authority of this country.
主啊，我们也求你帮助我们在这个社会上，我们勇敢的传讲福音，我们勇敢的做见证。
And we also can courageously declare your name and spread the gospels.
主啊，我们也特别求你预备我们等一下的信息。
Also help us to prepare our hearts for the message you're about to hear.
愿你的名被高举。
May your name be praised.
愿你的话语在这个讲台上被传讲。
May your words being discussed in the sanctuary.
主啊，我们将以下时间都交托给你。
Lord, we commit the following time in your name.
以上祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
我今天我们读的一段经文，是关于使徒行传里面使徒们他们医治的一个瘸子的故事。
The scripture we just read, as you all read, is a story about someone who was crippled from birth.
他因为他生来就瘸腿，所以他每天他在圣殿的门口乞讨。
Because he was crippled from the birth, so he was asking money in front of the temple.
生来就瘸腿，这个生活不知道是怎么过的。
I couldn't imagine how would a person live a life when they were crippled at birth.
大概三四个礼拜前，我有一次去打球，我就扭到。
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I sprained my ankle when I playing basketball.
我很久没有扭得这么严重。
I haven't had such a severe sprain of ankle for a long time.
扭到之后，我头一个两个礼拜，我就像是瘸子一样。
So for the first couple of weeks, I just like a crippled person.
然后在南湾教会里面，没有乞讨。
But I didn't beg for money in this church.
只是真的行动很不方便。
Just a very difficult to walk around.
对，好像到处都要是求人的帮助那种感觉。
So it's like almost like I need to ask for help from pretty much everyone.
我不知道这个经历有没有给我一个启示，让我选择今天这段经文来讲到。
I was wondering whether that injury gave me the inspiration about what I'm going to preach today.
但是这个的确是我在灵修的时候我感到主对我用这段经文对我说话。
But through my daily devotion, this is the passage that the Lord speaks to me.
这段经文的背景是讲述初代教会的门徒，他们按照犹太人的习俗继续过一个在圣殿礼拜的敬虔生活。
This talk about a background is the Jews follow the early tradition in early church. They were worshiping God in the temple.
他们说彼得和约翰两位使徒按着规矩在申初的时候上圣殿去祷告。
They were talking about Peter's and the disciple. They were going up to the church at early morning, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, go to the temple to worship.
那每门口这个乞丐，他是一个天生的残疾人。
And the beggar, in front of the temple, was crippled at birth.
他是因为没有劳动能力，所以成为乞丐。
Because there's no way to work, so he became a beggar.
每天有人是把他抬到店门口，让他乞讨为生。
So every day, someone actually helping up to the front of the temple to be able to beg for money.
这天是彼得跟约翰刚好在经过的时候看到他。
This is the day that Peter and John happened to saw this person at the temple.
或许是因为他的境遇很可怜，彼得和约翰就，好像被他引起的注意就停下来。
Maybe because of the situation or condition this person have, and Peter and John stop and look at him.
但是彼得说对这个乞丐说，你看看我们。
But very strangely, Peter and John asked the beggar to look and say to him, "Look at us."
这个乞丐因为有人呼唤他，就抬起头看。
So the beggar look at both of them.
他看看我可以得到什么。
He will look at them to see whether he can get anything from them or not.
但是他这个期待的眼神似乎遭到了，遭到了一种拒绝。
But somehow he feel a rejection about the thing that he want to get from this two person.
因为彼得回答说：“金和银我都没有。”
Peter answered that, "Gold and silver I don't have."
这个乞丐可能当下就觉得很失望，因为他被拒绝了。
And the beggar felt really, really disappointed because he felt that he was rejected.
他可能感到被愚弄，他说：“你看看我，我什么都没有。”
He looked like he's been played around that, you know, I got nothing at all.
我跟你一样穷。
I was as poor as you are.
但是他又听到彼得就接着说。
And Peter said, following that,
我把我所有的给你。
I will give you everything I have.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
I will ask you to walk up in the name of Jesus Nazareth.
这是一个非常具有启示性的事件。
This is a story with a great inspiration.
因为这个乞丐就像世界上的许多人一样。
Because this beggar could happen to be anyone in this world.
他已经处在一个没办法解决自己问题的处境。
He has happened to be in a situation he couldn't in a situation he couldn't resolve for himself.
当他向人们祈求的时候，他寻求的是物质方面的施舍。
When he was asking people, he was asking something materialistically.
他生来是瘸子，他生存的需要完全需要靠别人的帮助。
Because he was born as crippled at birth, so he really need a lot of help from the people around him.
但是他知道他只知道他需要帮助是他眼睛所能看见的那些东西。
But he only realized what he needed, what he can see.
就是金钱
，such as money，
或是食物
，food。
或是人们同情关爱的眼神
，or the people of eyes of sympathy，
或是一个 能够不要被看扁的有品质的生活。
Or maybe a life that people would not look down.
但是使徒他们说："我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。"
But the disciple says, "In the name of Jesus Christ Nazareth, I ask you, walk."
这个是这个乞丐所不可以想象的，
This is beyond what this beggar would imagine.
因为他从来不没有这种想法，他生来就是瘸子。
Because he never think he could walk again.
人们就像这个瘸子一样，都知道说这世上的一切都没办法满足自己真正的需要。
People were just like beggars that they don't think things can really satisfy his need.
所以就将这个金钱的周济当做自己最大的追求。
So they were thinking about the money is really the ultimate need for a person's life.
但是人生命的问题远比这个还要更深层。
But as you know, a lot of problem we have is deeper than this, deeper than what money can resolve.
彼得和约翰这两位耶稣基督的使徒，他们知道解决人真正深层问题的钥匙。
Peter and John knows the ultimate solution to people's problem.
他知道不是金钱解决他的问题，也不是也甚至不是健康是他的问题。
They know that neither money or the health is a solution for this life.
他真正所需要是耶稣基督。
What this person really need is Jesus Christ.
对于这个瘸子来说，他的双腿得到健壮了。
For this crippled person, now both legs become healthy.
但是我们将看到是他在他的双腿健壮之后，他的生命整个产生了改变。
That what we're going to know is what happened afterwards.
我们今天讲到，我们要从这个故事里面，我们要看三个主题。
I would like to, through this scripture, I'd like to share with you three main topics.
我们的讲道题目是没有别的名。
Our title of this sermon is No Other Name.
我们要看到的是第一点是，因为没有一个别的名是如此有能力。
Because we want the first one we want to know is beyond that name, there's no other names.Is more powerful than this.
第二点我们要看的是，也没有一个别的名是像这个名一样得到这么，受到这么激烈的争议跟反对的。
We also want to know that no other name has been receiving such opposition.
第三点是没有一个别的名能够施行对将人施行拯救。
It's also no other name that will have the salvation like this one.
因为这个事件它告诉我们。只有耶稣基督才是解决世人问题的钥匙。
From this event, we know that Jesus Christ is the only solution for this world.
我们要来看为什么这个名会有这么有能力。
We want to know why would this name have such power.
我们也要看为什么这个名会如此的被人反对。
We also want to know why would this name receive such a severe opposition.
曾经有一个美国记者，美国的女记者，她曾经说，要怎么解决。这个恐怖分子的问题。
There was one journalist discussed about how to resolve the problem of terrorists.
他就写，他就讲说，他就发表说，这个最好的回应恐怖分子的方法就是去，就是去侵略他们的国家。
The she said, the best solution to resolve the problem of the terrorists is go and conquer the enemy's land.
然后杀光他们的这个恐怖分子的首脑
，and kill all these leaders of this terrorist organization，
然后把他们全部都变成基督徒
，and convert all of them to Christian。
后来因为这个女记者很争议的言论，她丢了她的工作
，because such a strong argument， she eventually lost the job。
结果你们想说她的言论，是真的很争议，很激烈。
And we can kind of realize that her proposition is a very strong proposition.
但是害他丢掉工作的不是因为他说要去侵略，要去攻击这些恐怖分子的国家。
The reason that she losing a job is not because of those proposition.
也不是他说了必须要追杀这个宾拉登或者这些恐怖分子。
It's not a proposition to conquer the land or to kill all these leaders of the terrorist organization.
而是因为他说他要让他们变成基督徒。
It's because she want to convert all of them to Christians.
在这一个多元主义的时代里面，一个 排他性的一种信仰的宣告，常常被视为是最为有侵略性的一种言论。
In this so-called multi-religion kind of world, that if you have a one religion separated out as the dominant religion, you usually receive a lot of opposition.
它会引起非常大的争议。
That receive a lot of debate and opposition.
它会引起的反对，就是甚至说可以比你说要侵略别人，你说要杀这些恐怖分子都还要严重。
It's worse than the proposition of conquer the land or kill the leaders or terrorist organization.
几个月前，我看到有一个加拿大一个的新闻里面讲说，一个加拿大大学生他穿了一件衣服。
There was a few weeks, a few months ago, there was a news about a student, college student in Canada. He wore some.
他穿了一件衣服上学，然后上面写了几个字。Life is wasted without Jesus. 生命如果没有耶稣基督，你就白活了。
So it wore a T-shirt or something that says, "Life without Jesus is meaningless."
他后来被退学了，因为他穿了这件衣服上学。
And he was being dismissed from school afterwards.
然后这件事情就引起很大的争论，因为有人觉得说他这件衣服在学校里面已经违反了一种基本的彼此尊重跟包容的精神。
And of course, those being dismissed from school caused a lot of argument, debate about that, because the certain type of freedoms in schools are allowable.
最近一个月里面，还有一个新闻是有一个连锁餐厅叫做 Chick-fil-A.
There's also news you're probably very familiar with is a chain store called Chick-fil-A.
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 Yeah.
因为他们的老板他说他愿意尊重按照他的信仰的精神，他们是一个家族的连锁企业，按照信仰的精神表达他对同性恋婚姻的立场。
Because the family is a family owned restaurant, they were expressing their position about the homosexual relationship.
Yeah. 所以他就被人们抵制，而且被用政府的手段说要禁止这个餐厅在芝加哥还有波士顿这两个地方开任何在开店。
And there's a lot of protests in Chicago and Boston, and also they receive a lot of action from the government in Boston and Chicago.
所以我们说，在这个时代，你要活出一个非常坚持的一个信仰，基督信仰的精神，已经不再那么容易了。
So as you can tell in this world, if you really want to uphold the strong believing Christian, sometimes it's not very easy.
当你跟人传福音的时候，你有时候会听到有人对基督教有一种看法，就觉得为什么基督徒都那么霸道？
And a lot of time that you're trying to spread a good gospel to someone else, you were always saying receive some opinion about why Christian is so demanding and so determined.
你们不是说神爱世人，耶稣爱你吗？
Didn't you say that Jesus loved the people and loved the world?
那他为什么一定要我信他，我才能得救呢？
Why would it ask me that I have to believe him before I can be saved?
他如果爱我，他就应该让我尊重我的意志，让我按照自己的意志过生活，但是仍然拯救我。
So if you claim that you love me, then you should let me live my life.And my own free will.
他应该让所有人都能够上天堂。
So he should everybody be able to go to the freedom freely.
针对这个问题，有一个有名的牧师，这个唐崇文牧师在几年前提出了一个有趣的说法。
So to answer that kind of question, famous Reverend Tang had such a comment.
他提出一种说法叫做空气说。
He was talking about this as kind of like theory about the air.
他就说。他说：“你们大家说，空气说，
空
，yeah yeah no just translate it yeah
the air
yeah
theory
the air theory yeah and okay. but 但是空气，他说其实不是空气说，我帮空气说一句话。
Oh, the air say something,、yeah. but you actually help the air to say something.
他说，空气说，呼吸我就活，
Oh, the air said,
Yeah.
if you breathe me in, then I will live.
你不呼吸我，你就死。
If you don't breathe the air in, then you'll die.
那你就作为一个这个木道友，你就回答说，哼，这么霸道，我偏不呼吸。
Then if you say you are a believer for the air, then say, okay, now I don't want to breathe in the air.
那因为你太霸道了，我就不要呼吸你。
Because you're so determined, become like almost a tyranny. I don't want to believe in you.
那空气就也只能说，好吧，你就不呼吸，那看看你会怎么样。
And the air told that person, then, okay, then don't breathe then. Let's see what happens.
那你也说，好，我看看空气你会怎么样。
Then you'll say to the air, said, let's see what you're going to be doing.
但是空气不会怎么样，你可能就会窒息。
Well, air is nothing happened to the air, but this person will get suffocated and it's going to die.
他用这个比喻，或者我们用这个比喻呢，好像要表达一个观点，就是说，你会发现说，如果一件事情它是真理的话，那它一定有一个权威在。
So this kind of like a parable, kind of so to speak, is telling you if something has authority, have the power, then you have no other means, just no other way other than believing him.
我们今天传福音，我们可以去求人相信，就像是空气说，我求求你呼吸我吧。
Well, when we're spreading the gospel, you have to ask people to believe in, just like you ask people to breathe the air so they can live.
但是你也可以很有权威的说，你非呼吸我不可。
You can also tell them that you have to breathe this gospel or air.
人们的感觉可能不一样，但是这个真理的价值是不会改变的。
People's feeling or their response, though, may be different, but truth is always truth.
所以我们要讲说，真正的真理它会有一个排他性存在。
So you know that if there is a truth, there's no other thing that can be named as truth.
但是多元主义却告诉我们说， 这世界上有各种得救的管道。But
when you are talking about this multi-religion kind of thing, you know that there's probably they're declaring there's other channel that you can be saved. Through those channels, you can be saved.
例如说，有人说这些东西是 占星学。
There's some people that are using I don't know what that
astrology.
Astrology through the astrology, they can be saved.
有人说这些东西是催眠。
Maybe through.
催眠的人，嗯
，I don't know how to translate that one. Some other means to be able to save.
那有人说是透过一种心理的认知科学。
Maybe some other thing is through psychological recognition. They can be saved.
或是某一种那种企业传销手段的成功学。
Maybe somehow some success things through your workplace, you believe you can be saved.
也不时的会有新的新兴宗教这种 New Age 新纪元的，还有异端的出现，告诉你们怎么样得救。
Maybe there's some other cult that will, is a way claim there's a way that you can be saved.
这些里面从一种叫做什么都信的统一教，一贯道这种混合主义，到一种凡事都不信的虚无主义、怀疑主义。
There's a lot of other religions that take everything. Everything can be used to save. Or there is other religions that claim you don't have to use anything, but you all can also be saved.
在这些东西里面，我们会发现说，大家都是彼此不相容的。
Well, a lot of things you can see it. It's no one channel will accept the other channel. They all kind of argue about who is right.
因为你心里面信什么，你就会结出什么样的果子，你就会做出什么样的行为。
Because whatever you believe in it, and you behave that you believe in that type of religion.
你的信仰会带出你今生不同的果效。
Because whatever you believe in will bring something different in this life.
然后在你的生命完结之后，你灵魂所归去的地方也不会有很多种地方，只会有一个地方。
And after the death, then your soul or spirit will go to a place as defined.
要不就是你的灵魂可能归于无有，像某些不信神的这个无神论所说的。
Maybe the spirit eventually some other religion that don't believe the existence of God, they claim that the soul will eventually go to perish.
要不就是你相信像佛教所讲的，你的灵魂会轮回。
Maybe if you believe in Buddhism, then you will believe the soul eventually will come back to this world again.
或是像基督教所说的，我们的灵魂都会受到上帝的审判。
But if you're a Christian, then you know that your soul will receive the judgment.
因为我们福音，我们所有这个信息，世人觉得福音很霸道。
So because of this religion, we believe that people think this religion is so demanding.
但是我们要发现真理就是如此，我们要怀着这样的勇气，也要存着温和的心宣告这个福音。
But because this is truth, then we need to know, we hold on this truth, we have, should have a patience and have love to spread this gospel.
我们要知道说真理本身并不讨好人。
We know that a lot of truths could be, they are not to ask people to like those truths. Sometimes they could be very offending.
但是人需要去讨好真理，人需要寻求真理。
But people that are seeking truth, they need to know, find the truth.
在我们刚刚读的这段《使徒行传》经文当中，我们看到瘸子他行走而赞美神。
So afterwards, we find from the scripture the crippled person went up and jumped and praised the Lord.
但是这种喜乐雀跃的气氛只维持了一回。But
this moment of praising only lasts a few moments.
之后这些宗教祭司就打断他，然后呢，叫他不要出声，而且把他带到会堂里面审问。
And then the leaders for the church then lead this beggar for a trial.
因为他就说是谁是什么谁的名是什么是什么原因让你能够行走的。
They want to find out why would this person be able to walk up again.
因此我们看到说有时候当你得到神的祝福以后，你可能会受到世人的反对跟世人的怀疑。
A lot of time we reflect ourselves. A lot of time we receive a blessing, then you will receive persecution afterwards.
在福音书约翰福音十二章九节那边，耶稣他曾经让拉撒路从死里复活。In
the Gospel John, we know that Lazarus been resurrected.
这是一个比让瘸子行走更大的神迹。This
is one of the most miraculous things that happened in the Bible.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那边行了这个神迹，就来了。 不但是为耶稣缘故，也是要看他从死里复活的拉撒路。There
are a lot of people want to see the miracle. They also want to see this person.
但约翰福音十二章十节这边说，但祭司长他们商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因为有好些犹太人因为拉撒路缘故回去信了耶稣。Because
they want to kill Lazarus because a lot of people believe in Jesus Christ because of Lazarus.
福音书已经清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible, the Gospel told us,
耶稣基督的名，它是一个有争议的名。
This is a name that received a lot of debates and arguments.
因为它能够行神迹，它能够引起这个世界必须注意它。
Because this name caused create attention for the world.
只是它不一定能够讨好所有人。
But this name does usually bring will not bring people to it.
约翰福音三章十六节，我们很多人会背说：“神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。”So
John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only beloved son to this world.
但是在下面一节却说，那些相信的人得救，但是不信的人已经被定罪了。And
he says, believe in him will be saved, but the one that do not believe in him will be
condemned.
Will be condemned.
约翰福音三章十九节，上面说，这个耶稣就是这个真光，光来到世间，但世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪的，就是在此。And
in John 3:9 it says, the God is the true light. If you don't like light, then you will be condemned.
在希腊的哲学里面，有一个哲学家叫柏拉图。
There was a great philosopher it's called Plato.
他曾经在很早的时候，他讲过一个比喻，就是一个穴居人的比喻。He
had talked about a story.
一个人住在洞穴里面。Someone
to live in the cave.
他说，人的处境呢，在人被启蒙之前，就像是一群人，他们住在一个黑暗的洞穴里面。
So when people become like they become intelligent before that they were like a group of people living in a cave.
然后呢，他们面向那个洞穴里面一个黑黑的、黑暗的那面的墙壁。
So their They face the dark side of the cave.
然后他们都被锁在一起，然后呢，不能够往后看，只能往前看。
They can only look forward, but they cannot look back.
然后这时候他们后面有一群人，升起了一个火把。
And there was someone raised the fire in them.
然后在他们这些戏剧人后面的这个火把，他们开始就挥舞一些那种像是木偶或是布袋戏这样的娃娃，在他们挥舞来挥舞去。
It was they were playing some of those
dolls or
some kind of dolls in their hand, and because of fire, they can see the shadow behind it.
对，他们就只看到这些影子，所以他们就以为那是他们全部的真实世界。
So they, because they cannot see everything, they thought the shadow is the reality.
他们就这样子从小时候就这样子活到长大。
And this so-called caveman, they live and grew up just like this.
然后当他们长大到某一个年岁之后呢，他们把其中一个这个血巨人把它给放了出来。
And when they grew up, one of the cavemen was released to outside world.
他就让他在外面去看，看到那个阳光非常的刺眼。
And he was able to see the bright light from the sun.
他起初他的瞳孔完全没办法接受，他的理智没办法相信有这样的外面的世界。
He couldn't realize that that's there's another side of the world just like this, so bright.
当他花了这些时间适应了这个以后呢，他开始接受，原来真实世界应该是这样的。
So after spending several days in outside world, he able to receive this is actually the reality.
然后他回去找他那些血巨人朋友说，你们都应该来看看，我告诉你们，这个真实世界是这样子，你们在墙上看到那些都只是影子。
So he went back to talk to all those cavemen, telling them, hey, there's a real world outside, you should come out and see that.
但是他们不愿意相信，他们也不肯出来，反而讥笑他。
But those cavemen that live in the cave, they are ridiculed him. They don't believe that is true. There's another outside world.
柏拉图他不是一个基督徒。
Plato is not a Christian.
但是他讲的这个比喻却能够反映人的境况。
But the story he was telling us can't really reflect the reality of a human being.
如果那个启示人让人知道真实世界的样貌的那个是真光的话，是福音的话。
If that true light is like the truth that we believe in, that can they can really shed light to people's life.
如果这个真光是耶稣基督的话，那么在锁住这些血巨人，让他们没办法出到外面的世界，就是他们的罪。
So that if this true light is Jesus Christ, and whatever that keep those people in the cave not be able to see the truth, that is sin.
所以，约翰福音3章19节才告诉我们，就说。 光来到世间，但世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒喜爱黑暗，定他们的罪的就是在此。So
this, the true light that you see is the one that will condemn this world, as recorded in John, Gospel John.
但是这个并不意味说人因为罪就没有办法得救。But
this doesn't mean that people who are sinners cannot be saved.
因为福音同时还是一个赦罪的管道。
Because the gospel is really the channel for salvation.
我们接下来我们要看另一段故事，在旧约里面，列王记下的5章 Second Kings.
The second story I want to share with you is coming from Second King.
列王记下5章里面1到15节里面讲述了有一个人物。 他是亚兰国的将军，叫做乃曼。
There was in 2 Kings chapter 5, was a commander. His name is Naaman. He is a commander of the army of the king Aaron.
他们的时代在耶稣之前的大概七八百年的时候。
That was about 700 or 800 years before Jesus Christ.
那时候的乃曼，他是亚兰国的元帅，但是这个亚兰这边的。 这个亚述联邦那时候是以色列的大敌。So
the Aaron is the is a king that is which is enemy of the Israel.
但是他们乃曼曾经率军队，他们打垮了以色列好几次，让以色列那时候的王亚哈王去跟他们求和。So
the Aaron has conquered Israelites several times, and the that was being surrendered to Aaron many times.
他是非常意气风发的一个人。
The commander Naaman is the one that had a lot of greatness.
列王记下5章1节这边说，亚兰王元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，又是大能的勇士。
In 2 Kings chapter 5, it says, now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king Aaron. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded because through him the Lord had given victory to Aaron.
只是长了大麻风。
But he had leprosy.
我们刚才唱了一节诗歌，里面有讲到这个福音是大麻风得到医治。我们在这段经文里，我们可以看到
through the hymn we just read that the gospel can heal the leprosy. We can see from here.
乃曼他这个人，他非常的尊贵，可是他得了大麻风，这是非常遗憾的一件事情。
Naaman is the one with high authority, but he has a leprosy.
跟我们刚才所看到《使徒行传》中的瘸子不同，他是生来就瘸。乃曼他是从人生的高峰跌到谷底。
Well, he's very different than the crippled person we just read, that Naaman was as high social status and he got leprosy.
这个麻风病它是一种皮肤病，然后得到这种皮肤病呢，它会传染，而且你让你整个人会被视为是不洁净的。
So leprosy is some kind of skin disease, very, very contagious. And then there were people really regard person with leprosy was not being holy.
这样子不洁净的麻风病人，他要被从群众当中隔离，等于是一个被社会放逐的人。So
a person with leprosy need to be separated from the crowd.
所以乃曼他要寻求医治。So
Naaman need to seek for some a way to heal this illness.
在他寻求医治的过程中，有一个从以色列他在过去打仗的时候掳来的一个以色列使女，就告诉他怎么得到医治。
And one of the women that they got from a captive woman told them how to find the cure.
他就是去找以色列当中有一个真先知叫做以利沙。He
was the you need to go and find the prophet Elijah.
乃曼他作为尊贵的元帅，但是他听了这个使女的建议，就愿意去在旷野里面找以利沙，问他能不能得到医治。
So Naaman was able to follow this recommendation from this servant to find prophet Elisha.
我们从这福音的角度看，我们会看到说，人常常在自己生活过得很好的时候，总是会很骄傲。So
a lot of time we find when people are living a good life, they usually find a pride in themselves.
但是没有十全十美人，人总会有点缺陷。
But no one's perfect. There's always something a person was short of.
甚至会遭遇一些灾难，或是一些人生中的遗憾。
They will also have some kind of struggle or things happen in their life.
这个大麻风的经历就让一个原本把眼睛放在头顶上的人，愿意去看到他自己真实的需要。So
this one kind of story of reflect upon on us that someone who has been doing being on the peak of their life, finally they find something they need for their life and they need to find a cure for it.
所以他这时候他愿意听一个以色列使女的建议。So
Naaman is willing to listen to this advice from this servant.
他去拜访伊丽莎，他觉得说他应该作为一个宗主国、一个强国的元帅，他应该得到相当的尊重。So
he went to Elijah with anticipation that he will receive the respect since he's a commander of this great kingdom.
但是伊丽莎根本就不出来见他。But
Elisha didn't even see him.
他派了一个仆人跟他说，你可以得救，你可以得到医治。Well,
he sent a servant to tell Commander Naaman,
你要去我们隔壁的约旦河去沐浴、去洗澡、洗7次，你就可以把你麻风给洗掉。
You need to bathe in the Jordan River for 7 times, and then after that, the leprosy will be cured.
乃曼他那时候尽管他谦卑，可是他听到这话说他勃然大怒。
But even after that, even though he's kind of like trying to behave to be humble, but after that he was really angry.
他说在我们大马色里面的河有亚巴拿河和法尔法河，这些河岂不比以色列一切的水还更好吗？
He was saying that in Damascus, the river in Abna and the Farfar, they are much cleaner than the Jordan River. Wouldn't that be better?
我在那里沐浴，如果沐浴就能够解决我大麻风的话，我在那边洗不就洗干净了吗？
If bathing can be the cure for the leprosy, why can't I bathe in our own river?
于是他愤怒，就转身去了。And
he turned around with anger.
但是他的仆人又跟他劝他说，他说：“我父啊，先知吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？”
And the servant asked that, "Hey, my asked and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not to have done it?"
既然沐浴这件事情也不是很困难的一件事情，你就试试看嘛，姑且一试。Since
bathing the river is such a not a difficult thing, why don't you try?
于是乃曼下去照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。So
Naaman followed that recommendation, bathing the Jordan River for 7 times, and then his flesh was restored and become clean like that of the young boy.
我们从乃曼的故事里面，我们看到他得救的经历。
So we can see this experience that Naaman received the cure from his leprosy.
他是先发现他自己人生中的需要。The
first, he discovered what he needed for his life.
接着他得到洁净以后，他的生命也发生改变。And
after he's been cleaned, his life has been restored.
列王记下的5章15节这边就说，乃曼他洁净之后，他就带着一切跟随他的人回到神人以利沙那里，在他面前说。 如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。And
after that, his life changed in such a way. And recording in verses 15, Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant."
他就说，从此以后，仆人。 他是自称仆人，他说仆人不将在燔祭或平安祭献与别的神，我只献给耶和华。So
he says, now the servant will not never again make burnt offering and sacrifice to any other god but Lord.
这对一个信奉异教的一个外邦人，一个外邦的，特别是一个领袖来说是非常困难的。So
this is such a difficult thing for a Gentile person to be able to believe God, not from his own God.
他回去之后还是要回到他自己异教文化里面。So
he still need to go back to his own culture and his own religion.
我想这个跟我们许多中国人是有传统信仰，在要改信基督教会碰到相似的挣扎。So
this is similar challenge that we all have. We have our own kind of like some people they have own their religion and they want to convert their religion to Christian. It's same battle we have to fight.
所以他跟以利沙说，有一件事情，求你饶恕你的仆人，愿耶和华饶恕你的仆人。So
he said something. You need to forgive me.
他说，因为我的国家里面，我们还是会拜这些神，我会拜庙。所以他说，当我的主人，我的王，进门叩拜的时候，我会跟他一起进去。So
he said, when I went to the gate, I will went with my master.
他说要经过这个，经过其中他们要庙的一个门，叫做灵门。他说经过的时候必须要鞠躬进去，要弯着头进去。So
when they go through a gate, they need to bow and enter the gate.
他说当我主人屈身的时候，我也要屈身。这件事情求耶和华原谅我。So
when the servant says, when my master entered the temple or Raymond to bow down, and he is learning on my arm, and I bow there also. I want to ask my Lord to forgive.
但是以利沙也跟他说，没有关系，你可以平平安安的去。Elisha
told the servant that, "Yeah, you can go ahead."
从这个经历当中，我们看到乃曼他是一个感恩的人。So
we know that Naaman is a person with a thanksgiving heart.
他马上有奉献的表示，在他
He has something he want to give it back.
但是他也发现他的身份，让他造成一种他信仰与他的在公共领域的一种他的侍奉的一种张力。So
he can also feel it out. There is a challenge in his life, in his position, and what he want to believe in.
但是他愿意求神，让他在他的信心里面能继续保守他。He
also asks God to continue to help him.
我们回来，我们看到《使徒行传》这个地方。
Now let's turn back to turn back to the Acts.
我们看到说，乃曼他为他的 他为他的得救，他得救之后，他要为他的信仰付上一定的代价。
So we know that Naaman need to pay price for his belief.
在使徒行传这边，使徒和他们所医治的这个瘸子，也要为他们的信仰做上见证以及付出代价。
So this the person that received the cure, such as this beggar, also need to pay the price too.
在彼得他们进到犹太的圣殿之前，遇到这个瘸子之前，他不久之前才向一大群的犹太人传福音。
So Peter was spreading gospel to a crowd of people.
大家都记得说，在这个使徒行传第二章五旬节圣灵降临，彼得他一次跟3000人讲道，带3000人受洗归主。
Peter was able to convert 3,000 people.
一天之内，主就把彼得从一个信心软弱的渔夫变成一个大有能力的布道家。
One day, God was able to turn Peter as a fisherman to someone who can spread the gospel.
但是他对一个乞丐还是能够注意到。
But he not only that he has such a power to spread the gospel, he also pay attention to a very little person like a crippled person, beggar in front of the temple.
因为我们现在有些布道家有些牧师会有一种情形啊。
A lot of time it happened to a great evangelist.
就是当他被邀请去某个地方布道的时候，他会先问你们那边有多少人。
A lot of time that person will ask, how many people do you have that gather?
意思就是说，如果你是10个、20个人，我是不可能去的。
In other words, if you only have 10 or 20 people, I may not go.
除非你们可能找到几百人或者上千人的话，你对我邀约我才有意义。
Unless you get about 100 or 200 people, then I will go there and evangelize.
但是在使徒的身上的经历，我们看到不是这样。他们对三千人的侍奉以及对一个人的侍奉，他们同样的愿意付出他们的时间跟精力。
But example, when the disciple tell us that you know, no matter what condition is, if there's 3,000 people, they will do the same thing. If there's only one person, they will also evangelize that one person.
因为耶稣基督的榜样就是这样。
Because that is exactly the example of Jesus Christ.
耶稣在地上传道时间，门徒都注意到说他非常关心一些个人的需要。
So disciple noticed that Jesus Christ paid very much attention to individual needs.
他有时候像一大群会众讲到完之后，就马上开始去医治一些有病的。
A lot of time after he spreading the gospel to a great crowd, he will pay attention to individual needs after that.
他被群众簇拥进城的时候，我都围着团团围住的时候，他就看到在树上一个矮到看不见他的一个税吏撒该。
So when they was telling things about great crowd, it was able to find some person who is hiding behind a tree.
他就爬在树上。
Or was on a tree.
说我要到你家去吃饭。
And then he said, I want to go to your house and visit you.
甚至耶稣在十字架上面受苦的时候，他已经是要拯救全人类，过去、现在、未来的亿万人的这个工作时候，他还注意到说他身旁有一个强盗，他的救恩。
Yeah, when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, he was praying for the people in the world. In the meantime, he also paid attention to another person when nailed on the cross next to him about his salvation.
So we 看到福音的一个特色是，他对人的需要、对个人需要是非常的敏感的。
So we know that one of the attribute for this gospel is pay attention to the individual needs for every people, every person.
门徒在经历耶稣复活大难前，常常不明白这一点。
So a lot of disciples that receive this great power from Jesus that don't know this is an important aspect of gospel.
在以前的时候，他们跟着耶稣的时候，他们曾经阻止耶稣跟小孩子讲话，他们曾经打断耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人在井边谈道。
In some occasion, the disciple prevent Jesus to talk to kids, talk to other people.
但是在经历耶稣复活大难的时候，他们这点就不同了。
And after they receive this, salvation power from God, they able to see the difference.
我们必须带着这样的心态去服事，并宣告和使用耶稣基督的名，才是跟随他。
We should have this such an understanding to serve Lord that we need to pay attention to individual needs.
最后我们要讲说，为什么除了耶稣的名，除了这个名之外，别无拯救。
Well, the last thing we want to know is we want to understand. Salvation is found in no other names.
我们说没有一个人在地上能够不因着耶稣的名而得救。
And we know that everyone will receive the salvation from him.
也没有一个人在地上能够不认识主的名，还能够在神里面做一个有用处的人。
So no one would able to become a useful person without his name.
没有一个人能够去彰显上帝荣美的形象，如果不是靠着耶稣基督的名。
No one can really reveal his glory through his name.
所以我们要知道
without his name.
所以我们要知道主耶稣的名代表着什么。
So we didn't know what the name of Jesus Christ really representing.
在新约圣经里面，不只讲主耶稣的名。
In the New Testament, not only was discussed about Jesus Christ's name.
通常主耶稣讲主耶稣的名的时候，我们都有句特别的话，我们讲的是奉主耶稣基督的名。
A lot of time when you quote that name, we'll say in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣的名，这是一个特别的讲法。
So this is a very special way of using the name of Jesus Christ.
这个是主耶稣在世上的时候还没有的讲法。
This is when we use it when Jesus Christ is not in this world.
在耶稣基督在世上传道的时候还没有这个讲法。
Oh, when Jesus Christ in this world, we don't use that way.
是到耶稣复活升天以后，门徒才得着了奉主耶稣基督名的权柄。
So after Jesus Christ was raised in heaven, then the disciples have the right to declare that name.
耶稣这个名字，他。从希伯来文里面，他的讲法是 Yeshua。
The name of Jesus Christ in Hebrew is Yeshua。
就是英文里面的这个名字 Joshua。
So in English it will be Joshua。
所以 Joshua 跟 Jesus 其实同一个名字，是希伯来文跟希腊文翻译过去的。
So Joshua and Jesus just different name in different language。
他的意思是
same name in different language。
他的意思是耶和华施行拯救。
It means Jehovah save.
这就是马太福音一章二十三节所告诉，一章二十一节所告诉我们的。
This is what's recorded in Matthew chapter 1:21.
在新约圣经福音书的第一卷书的第一章告诉我们说，他将要生一个儿子，你给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
And he says, This passage says, "You will give him the name of Jesus Christ." The angel told, "He will save his people from their sins."
你给他的名起名叫耶稣，就是上帝拯救，因为耶和华，因为上帝要将他自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
And his name is Yeshua, God said, because God wants to save their people from sins.
这个是从耶稣出生的时候就有的印证。
This is this is the testimony when Jesus was born.
耶稣这个名字不但是能够医治疾病，更是要拯救灵魂，拯救人从罪恶里面。
Not only they want to save people, he want to save their souls, save from their sins.
在腓立比书里面第二章就提到耶稣基督的名，他说耶稣基督他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In Philippians says Jesus died on the cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
So he gave him the name above everything.
腓立比书二章这边接着说：所以一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，始终要归于父神。
So in Philippians 2, it says that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow in the heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
这个名所代表是权柄。
This name represents the authority.
这个名所代表是能力。
It represents the power.
它代表权柄又代表能力，就是因为无论谁因着耶稣的名都得屈膝。
Because no matter what, everybody because his name need to bow down in front of him.
罪恶必须在他面前降服。
The sins or evils need to bow down before him.
鬼魔也必须在他面前屈膝。
The evils bow down before the name of Christ.
所以当那个瘸子他得着医治的时候，官府长老和文士叫使徒站在他们当中，就问他们。
So when the crippled person were able to stand up and walk again, and those elders and the high priest asked him this question.
他说：“你们是用什么能力，奉谁的名做这事呢？”
So In what name are you able to do this?
那时彼得对圣灵充满，在这个使徒行传四章，我们刚才念过的第十节就说：“说你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，正在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架、神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。”So
he says, it's by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom he raised from the dead, that this man stand before you healed.
他们说完了这些话之后，他们就说：“因为除他以外，别无拯救，在天，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，你们可以靠着得救。”And
after that, they said, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which you must be saved."
这是一个独一无二，我们可以靠着得救的名。This
is the only name that we can be saved through.
我个人曾经也是对着这一点，我挣扎了很久。
So I had a struggle with this for a long time.
不是因为我不相信这世界上有唯一的真理。It's
not that I don't believe there's a truth in this world.
而是我知道我自己必须要亲身的去体验奉主耶稣名所带来的能力。It's
because I need to really to go through experience this through Jesus' name. That I can be saved.
这个是我们在信仰之后，我们都要去经历的一个功课。This
is also a lesson after we being converted as a Christian, every one of us.
奉主耶稣的名，意思就是神将他的儿子托付给我们的意思。When
we say in the name of Jesus Christ, that means we believe Jesus Christ that the God had bestowed His Son upon us.
好像说，你原本。 你知道说，有一笔存款在银行里面。It's
just like you have a savings account in the bank.
但是当你的存款你用光的时候，你知道说你很贫穷了。So
when you are almost exhausted all the your savings account, then you know that you'll become poor.
在美国存款我们都是用提款卡。So
we all have this money assets account card that you use to get your money.
但是在中华民国台湾，我们还非常非常的传统。But
in Taiwan, it's still very tradition.
我们使用的是印章。We're
still using the personal seal.
但是这个印章其实特别有说明意义，就是这个印章它其实很有说明意义，就是你每次取款的时候，你必须要用印章盖下去，他们发现哦，这是你本人的印章，你就可以。So
that seal is really a personal signature to get the money from the bank.
那这时候，如果你托一个朋友去取款的话，那你可以说你把你的印章交给他。So
if you ask a friend to withdraw the money from your account, then you need to give that friend your seal.
对，那他用你的印章以后，他就盖章，他填，他在支票簿上填上100元，他就可以拿走100元。So
if that person using your seal, then he can withdraw money from the account.
他要拿10,000元，他就可以拿10,000元。And
he can get more money with that seal as well.
那奉主耶稣的名，就好像说，主把他这个签了，是他自己名字的这个印章交给我们，说，在我的存款里面，在我的存款账号里面有取之不尽、用之不竭的丰富的这个财富，让你去取用。In
the same token, when we say in the name of Jesus Christ, we're using that seal that we can withdraw all this money from in an account.
所以我们就可以奉主耶稣的名去，在天国的宝库里面去提款。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, then we can withdraw those reserves in the heaven.
对，在他的这个宝库里面，拥有是生命的泉源，拥有是信心丰盛跟喜乐跟平安。
In this reserve, we have all the abundance that our life needs.
唯有当我们发现，当我们自己，我们的存款，我们靠自己的能力，我们已经枯竭的时候，我们要知道，我们可以奉主耶稣的名。
We find out that our own account has been exhausted, and we know where to turn to.
因为主耶稣他信任我们，他愿意让我们，他愿意把他的名赐给我们。Because
God trusts in us, so He want to give His Son to us.
所以我们也必须要这样子来回应他，我们也要这样去信他。So
we also need to respond to Him by believing Him.
耶稣他把自己赐给了我们。Jesus
Christ gave Himself to us.
所以我们也要奉主的名，我们做出结这个福音果子的福音的事业。
So we also need to bear fruit in His name.
我们今天的讲道，我们就看到这三点。
So through this, I was able to share those three main topics to you.
主耶稣基督的名是有大能的。
Jesus' name has great power.
主耶稣基督的名，他在世界上他是有争议性的。
So Jesus' name has a very strong opposition in this world.
但是主耶稣基督的名是唯一能够带来拯救的名。
But Jesus' name is the only name that will bring the salvation to this world.
我希望今天在我们当中的慕道朋友、福音朋友们，我们都能够去寻求这样的一个属灵的资源。
So for all the seekers and people who hasn't believed in it, we'll be continue to find this, find from this what we need to know.
这个名是让尊贵如大将军乃曼他能够起来称颂神，能够得着一个喜乐的生命。
This name has become the name that General Naaman is looking for to be able to find the cure for his illness and his life.
他也让从前很软弱的使徒成为一个有能力的布道家。
This name also turned a weak disciple to become a great evangelist.
这个名他拯救了一个生来就是瘸子的人，让他能够欢喜，重获新生。
This name also saved a crippled, a person crippled from birth to be able to walk again.
我们希望这样的见证在我们的教会里面，在我们的信徒当中，也能够丰丰富富的充满。 在我们的团契当中，
I'm hoping this testimony also will be in all in our life, in our fellowship.
让我们每一个信徒都能够也预备好奉主的名做见证。
So it also prepare every one of us that we can become, we can witness Jesus Christ in any time.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
天父主啊，你的名是尊贵的。Lord,
Your name is glory.
主啊，我们今天来到你面前，主啊，我们学习主啊你自己的话语。Lord,
we come here to learn the words from you.
主啊，我们看到主啊，你赐给我们的名就是何等的宝贵。And
we know we also learn that such a noble gift is your name.
主啊，你看到，我们看到说，主啊，你借着你的名，就让主啊跟随你的门徒里面能够实行大能。
We know that through your name that disciples are able to exhibit the power from you.
主啊，你看到使徒们愿意奉你的名，他们在受到逼迫，他们在受到反对的时候，他们仍然勇敢大无畏的做主你的见证。
Through your name, even though through they have been persecuted, but they can bear witness for you.
主啊，求你帮助我们在今天，主啊，你复兴我们的教会。
Lord, we pray to you that you will revive this church.
使我们知道，主啊，我们 我们教会的聚集，我们教会的生活，我们教会的见证，都是奉主你的名，我们在进行的。
That all the worship, all the gatherings, all was done in the name of Jesus Christ.
主啊，求你们帮助我们，主啊，知道我们如何奉主你的名来支取主啊你丰富的大能。
Also help us that we can find a way that we can retrieve from this reserve from heaven in your name.
主啊，主啊，我们也求你啊，帮助我们的慕道友，让我们在这个福音书当中，主啊，我们看到你名尊贵的意义。We
also help all the seekers and find out the true meaning of your name.
也帮助我们看见，主啊，虽然在这个世界上有许多人说他们有救恩的管道，但是主啊，唯有你的名能够施行拯救。But
we also help us to find out, even though there's a lot of channels that people claim they can receive salvation, but we know that Your name is the only name that can give salvation.
主啊，因为我们心里面真正的需要，唯有创造我们的主能够填满。Lord,
let me know all our ultimate need in our hearts. Only, only through you that we can find, can be find satisfaction.
主啊，你也让我们看到说，主啊，我们人性的软弱，我们世界上的苦楚，乃是都是因为我们人有罪恶。
But we know that we're also, we have a weakness in our life, and we know that all the suffering is because of all the sins.
我们有自己隐而未现的罪恶，主啊，求你鉴察。
We have this increased iniquity in our hearts, and Lord, you help us to understand and examine us.
我们主啊，我们也求你的宝血将我们的罪恶都洗净。
That your holy blood will cleanse our sins and iniquity.
使我们再次的回转到你面前归向你。
That we can turn and return back to you.
主啊，让我们 你的救恩能够成为，透过我们的心中丰丰富富的涌流进来。
that we our salvation will flow through us abundantly.
主啊，我们也求你啊，搅动我们的心，让我们的心能够啊渴慕你。
Lord, I also revive and stir up a heart that we can we will pain for you.
让我们因着你的名，我们就可以得着丰盛。
Through your name, we'll receive all the abundance for life.
感谢主。
We give you thanks, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.